Sentrita Radio. Lyden som vekker din sjel.
And after a brief moment of reflection, we will now hear the Holy Father's homily for today's Mass, which he will pronounce in Italian, and I will be providing an English language translation of that.
Alcune parole che Gesù consegna ai suoi prima di passare da questo mondo al Padre.
We have heard what Jesus told his disciples before leaving this world and returning to the Father. He told us what it means to be a Christian. Even as I have loved you, so you must love one another. This is the legacy that Christ bequeathed to us, the ultimate criterion for discerning whether or not we are truly his disciples. It is the commandment of love. Let us pause to consider two essential elements of this commandment: Jesus' love for us, as I have loved you, and the love he asks us to show to others. So you must love one another. First of all, the words, as I have loved you. How did Jesus love us? To the very end, to the total gift of himself. It's striking to think that he spoke these words on that night of darkness, when the atmosphere in the upper room was one of deep emotion and anxiety. Deep emotion because the Master was about to bid farewell to his disciples. Anxiety because he had said that one of them would betray him. We can imagine the sorrow that filled the heart of Jesus, the dark clouds that were gathering in the hearts of the apostles, and their bitterness at seeing Judas, who, after receiving the morsel dipped for him by the Master, left the room to enter into the night of betrayal. Yet at the very hour of his betrayal, Jesus reaffirmed his love for his own. For amid the darkness and tempests of life, that is the most important thing of all. God loves us. Brothers and sisters, may this message be the core of our own faith and all the ways in which we express it. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. Let us never forget this. Our abilities and our merits are not the central thing, but rather the unconditional, free, and unmerited love of God. Our Christian lives begin not with doctrine and good works, but with the amazement born of realizing that we are loved, prior to any response on our part. While the world frequently tries to convince us that we are valued only for what we can produce, the gospel reminds us of the real truth of life. We are loved, and this is our value. We are loved. A contemporary spiritual writer put it this way: long before any human being saw us, we were seen by God's loving eyes. Long before anyone heard us cry or laugh, we were heard by our God, who is all ears for us. Long before any person spoke to us in this world, we were spoken to by the voice of eternal love. He loved us first. He loves us, and he continues to love us. And this is our identity, to be loved by God. This is our strength, that we are loved by God. Acknowledging this truth requires a conversion in the way we often think of holiness. At times, by overemphasizing our own efforts to do good works, we've created an ideal of holiness excessively based on ourselves, our personal heroics, our capacity for renunciation, our readiness for self-sacrifice, and achieving a reward. It's a vision that's a little bit Pelagian, this view of sanctity. In this way, we have turned holiness into an unattainable goal. We have separated it from everyday life instead of looking for it and embracing it in our daily routines, in the dusts of the street, in the trials of real life, and in the words of St. Teresa of Avila to her sisters, among the pots and pans in the kitchen. Being disciples of Jesus and advancing on the path of holiness means first and foremost allowing ourselves to be transfigured by the power of God's love. Let us never forget the primacy of God over self, of God over self, of the Spirit over the flesh, of grace over works. We often think of ourselves first.
Primato dello spirito sulla carne, primato della grazia sulle opere. L'amore che riceviamo dal Signore è la forza.
The love that we receive from the Lord is the force that transforms our lives. It opens our hearts and enables us to love. For this reason, Jesus says, here's the second element, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. That word as is not simply an invitation to imitate Jesus' love. It tells us that we are able to love only because he has loved us, because he pours into our hearts his own Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, of love that heals and transforms. As a result, we can make decisions and perform works of love in every situation and for every brother and sister whom we meet. Because we are loved, we have the strength to love. Because God loves us, I can love. Because I am loved, I am able to love. This is very simple to be a Christian. Oftentimes we make it more complicated than it is, but it's really very simple. In practice, then, what does it mean to live this love? Before giving us this commandment, Jesus had washed the disciples' feet. Then after giving it, he gave himself up to the wood of the cross. To love means this, to serve and to give one's life. To serve, that is, not to put our own interests first, to clear our systems of the poison of greed and competitiveness, to fight the cancer of indifference and the worm of self-referentiality, to share the charisms and gifts that God has given us. Concretely, we should ask ourselves, what do I do for others? Because of this love, and go about our daily lives in the spirit of service, with unassuming love, and without seeking any recompense. And then, to give one's life. This is about more than simply offering something of ourselves to others, of our own to others. It's about giving them our very selves. It pleases me to send people who give me advice, tell me. When people give alms, what are you giving yourself? Are you just... When you give alms, look into the eyes of the person that you're helping. To touch and to look upon the flesh of Christ who suffers in our brothers and our sisters. It's very, very important. This is very, very important.
La santità non è fatta di pochi gesti eroici, ma di tanto amore quotidiano. Sei una consacrata o un consacrato? Sono tanti oggi qui.
Are you called? Consacrata o un consacrato? Holiness does not consist of a few heroic gestures, but of many small acts of daily love. Are you called to the consecrated life? Be holy by living out your commitment with joy. Are you married? Be holy by loving and caring for your husband or wife as Christ does for the church. Do you work for a living? Be holy by laboring with integrity and skill in the service of your brothers and sisters.
perché non rimangano senza lavoro, perché abbiano sempre lo stipendio giusto.
And he emphasizes the importance of a just wage for workers. Are you a grandparent or a parent? Be holy by patiently teaching the little ones how to follow Jesus. If you have authority by working for the common good and renouncing personal gain. This is the path of holiness. It's very simple. It's looking upon Jesus in others. To serve the gospel and our brothers and sisters, to offer our lives without expecting anything in return, or seeking any worldly glory. This is our calling. This is how our fellow travelers, who are Canaanites today, lived their holiness. By embracing with enthusiasm their vocation, as a priest, as a consecrated woman, as a layperson, they devoted their lives to the gospel. They discovered an incomparable joy, and they became brilliant reflections of the Lord of history. This is a saint or a sainted man or woman to reflect the Lord of history. May we strive to do the same. The call to holiness is universal. It is a call to all of us. It comes from baptism. May we strive to do the same, for each of us is called to holiness, to a form of holiness all of our own, unrepeatable. Holiness is always original. Sanctity is not a photocopy, it's original to each of us. It's unique and unrepeatable. Yes, the Lord has a plan of love for everyone, for each one of us. He has a dream for your life, for my life, for the life of each one of us. So I tell you, pursue that dream with joy. And thank you very much.